there be enough evidence for a conviction? Would it just be speculation, or would something actually show? As they looked in your face, would they see a trace of Jesus' love and His saving grace? Could they convict, or would they have to let you go? When it comes to praying and going to church, would you leave them in a lurch? Or could you be indicted for the things you do? For sharing your faith and reading the Bible, I ask you, my friend, could they find you liable? Would they have to acquit, or could they throw the book at you? If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence for a conviction? Would it just be speculation, or would something actually show? As they looked in your face, would they see a trace of Jesus' love and His saving grace? Could they convict, or would they have to let you go?
With interrogation, would they find it true that you love the Lord and you know He loves you? When put on the stand, what would the witnesses say? When cross-examined, would there be any doubt of the spirit within and a change without? Could they lock you up and throw the key away?
If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence for a conviction? Would it just be speculation, or would something actually show? As they looked in your face, would they see a trace of Jesus' love and His saving grace? Could they convict, or would they have to let you go? For following Jesus and the Christian creed, for loving your brother and doing good deeds, what would the verdict be after the jury poll? Would you rather serve time than do anything wrong? Would you go to prison just singing a song? Could they prove that Christianity had taken its toll? If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence for a conviction? Would it just be speculation, or would something actually show? As they looked in your face, would they see a trace of Jesus' love and His saving grace? Could they convict, or would they have to let you go?
If you'd answer yes to all the above, you may be guilty of having the love. Remember now, three strikes and you're out. But if all that just doesn't matter to you, if you'd rather be strong and you'd rather be true, you could learn firsthand what heaven is all about.
So if being a Christian has your heart and your soul, and the promised land is your ultimate goal, the Lord may sentence you to life without